date to the present. His name's Harry Benson. Lives in L.A.
Clearance for what?
Anders said.
Computer work, probably, Ross said.
That's right, the plainclothesman said. Last 3 years. Classified computer research.
Anders was making notes.
They have a blood type on him?
Yeah, type AO is what's listed.
Ross turned to the doctor.
What do you have on the girl?
Name's Doris Blankfurt, stage name Angela Black. 26 years old, been in the building 6 weeks.
What does she do?
Dancer?
Ross nodded.
Anders said,
Does that have some special meaning?
He has a thing about dancers.
He's attracted to them?
Attracted and repelled, she said. It's rather complicated.
He looked at her curiously. Did he think she was putting him on?
And he has some kind of seizures?
Yes.
Anders made notes.
I'm going to need some explanations, he said.
Of course.
And a description, pictures?
I can get you all that.
As soon as possible.
She nodded. All her earlier impulses to resist the police, to refuse to cooperate with them, had vanished. She kept staring at the girl's caved-in head. She could imagine the suddenness, the viciousness of the attack. She glanced at her watch.
It's 7:30 now, she said. I'm going back to the hospital, but I'm stopping at home to clean up and change. You can meet me there or at the hospital.
I'll meet you there, Anders said. I'll be finished here in about 20 minutes.
Okay,
she said, and gave him the address.
Chapter 8. The shower felt good. The hot water like stinging needles against her bare skin. She relaxed, breathed the steam, and closed her eyes. She had always liked showers, even though she knew it was the masculine pattern. Men took showers, women took baths. Dr. Ramos had mentioned that once. She thought it was bullshit. Patterns were made to be broken. She was an individual. Then she discovered that showers were used to treat schizophrenics. They were sometimes calmed by alternating hot and cold spray.
So now you think you're schizophrenic? Dr. Ramos had said, and laughed heartily. He didn't often laugh. Sometimes she tried to make him laugh, usually without success.
She turned off the shower and climbed out, pulling a towel around her. She wiped the steam off the bathroom mirror and stared at her reflection.
You look like hell, she said, and nodded.
Her reflection nodded back. The shower had washed away her eye makeup, the only makeup she wore. Her eyes seemed small now and weak with fatigue.
What time was her hour with Dr. Ramos today?
Was it today?
What day was it, anyway?
It took her a moment to remember that it was Friday. She hadn't slept for at least 24 hours, and she was having all the sleepless symptoms she'd remembered as an intern. An acid gnawing in her stomach, a dull ache in her body. A kind of slow confusion of the mind. It was a terrible way to feel. She knew how it would